As I said in the beginning of my sermon, I don't like being in the passenger seat at all. I like to be the one driving behind the wheel. But there have been some moments in which I've had some sweet experiences being in the passenger seat while someone else drives. I want to share that here for just a moment. Maybe you can relate to this as well. I don't like driving up to Portland to catch a plane. Does anyone like doing that? Don't really like that for a lot of reasons. It's about an hour and a half drive from my house to the Portland airport. It's really stressful for me because I just imagine at Wilsonville, there's just that traffic congestion. I don't like that. Not just that, it's difficult. You know, every time that I go to, not every time, but practically every time I park in the economy parking, when I come back from my trip, I get lost and can't find my car. Can anyone relate to that? Yeah. It's anxiety riddled. It's kind of stressful, and I don't really feel good. And I wonder questions like, is security really long? Is my flight going to make it? These are the questions that pop in my mind. So of late, I have simply gotten a shuttle ride. Lately, it's Groom. Boy, is that a sweet experience. As I've gotten into that Groom shuttle, the driver says, don't worry about what time you're going to get there. I'll get you on time. No problem. Don't worry about parking. I'll take you to the front door. You can just walk out and go right in, he says. Stress-free, anxiety-free. I can read a book. And honestly, before I've gone on vacation, it's like I already have a vacation. No kids, a book. It's quiet. It's wonderful. Sometimes being in the passenger seat can be a sweet experience. My friends, what God wants to communicate to you today is that God wants to offer you that kind of trip every single day of your life. See, God wants to be the driver, and he offers you a seat right next to him in the passenger seat. And when you remember your baptism, that is the conscious moment in the morning when you wake up, boy, I'm baptized. That's as good as saying, yeah, I accept the ride that you're going to take me on today in this journey of life, God. In the New Testament, as Peter was putting together words to kind of explain baptism, you see, Peter compared baptism to Noah's Ark. What a strange concept. Why compare baptism to a mode of transportation? An ark. What's behind that? I think what Peter was writing was this. See, the ark was about God allowing the earth to kind of fall apart, not just kind of, but really there was destruction. But really that story of Noah is about this. Everything that was outside of that ark was destroyed, was devastated, was flooded, was ruined. Everything inside that ark was preserved. Noah and seven others and all the animals. My friends, so it is in life. Every day, God pulls up right outside of our house and says, jump on in. I'll drive. You sit in the passenger seat. Remember that in your baptism, that I will keep you safe and will take you where you need to be, stress-free. No need to worry. You know, Jesus didn't write this passage from Matthew chapter 4. We know who wrote it. We believe this Saint Matthew wrote it. That may sound like, duh, Pastor, you're not really saying anything new here. But you know what's interesting? This passage occurs in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. You notice that nobody else is there. How did Matthew, Mark, and Luke know about this little moment? Kind of interesting. Why this little detail? Jesus clearly must have explained it to Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But why? Jesus wanted Matthew, Mark, and Luke to know that the devil can be handled. It's the same thing he wants to communicate to us today. And my friend's advice was so true. You don't have to continue in the ride. All you have to do is say, I want out. And accept the ride that God offers every single day in your baptism when God says, I'll drive. I'll take you where you need to be. Sit right next to me. We'll have a pleasant journey today. Amen.